Gayerth 101 playing the name game. Yep, yep. My name is what?
Huh?
Different names at work. By the way, you're about to do a little item on Prince Charles here.
Yes. What's wrong with his name?
Somebody actually, according to Social Security Administration, I've got the list right here. Somebody named their child Prince Charles.
That doesn't surprise me.
All one word.
What about Prince Michael, as in Prince Michael Jackson's kid?
Yeah.
But he
named him two words, Prince Michael, right?
Yeah.
This is one word.
Prince Charles.
Prince Charles, one word.
I have a friend who's got two names as one word, Carol Shelley. That's not her last name. That's her first name.
Carol Shelley.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Why?
That's a full name.
Why?
You got me. I don't know.
Here's somebody named their child Demon. Why would you do that?
Oh, that's not nice.
Why would you do that? Silvana, you got an interesting name that actually kind of works?
Okay, so my son's name, my five-year-old, his name is Sebastian Dalí, and he is named after the famous artist. Salvador Dalí.
Wow, you say that so beautifully. It's wonderful. I always just say Salvador Dalí. Say it again.
Salvador Dalí.
Oh, love that.
And then my two dogs, well, they're like my children. Mm-hmm. My beautiful one-year-old pit bull, her name is Raja Bowie.
Ah.
And my poodle, his name is also, which is, you know, bear in Spanish.
Yes.
Also Bowie. So both are named Bowie.
So after David Bowie?
Yes, of course.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry. Love you, Silvana. Thank you for taking the time to call.
Oh, I love you guys. Thank you. Adios.
Adios.
What other Bowie would it be?
Uh-huh. Wait a minute. What was the old David Bowie?
Yeah!
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's him.
Who was the one? Was it the Alamo?
So old you can't remember.
No, that was Davy Crockett. Sorry. Okay. So, by the way, didn't she sound just like Sophia Viagra?
No, it's Vergara and a little bit.
Same effect. Okay. Richie, good morning. You have an interesting name that works.
I have a coworker that his name was Hudson.
You know what? I have a friend whose child is named Hudson.
Yeah. And my dad here, he's with me. He said he has, his name is Gilbert. He said his coworker, his name was, what's that?
Bartley.
They call him Bart.
Bartley.
His name was Bartley McManus.
Oh, so is he Scottish? That explains a lot if it's Scottish, man.
Hey, nice to meet you.
So where are you guys going this morning?
Probably out to breakfast, you know?
So where do you go for breakfast these days? I'm interested.
Actually, it's a place in Atlantic Square. It's called Tommy's. Yeah, or Norm's, or the old, good old Norm's.
Good old Norm's, man. Lisa thought those were all shut down, but they're not, are they?
You have to eat outside, you know, with the pandemic going on.
Got that. Richie and Gilbert, thanks, you guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right.
Well, good thing it's going to be in the 90s and the 80s on Monday and Tuesday, because outside eating is going to get a little hairy
when it
gets a little colder. All right, speaking of hairy, how would you like to look like his dad, Prince Charles?
Yes, fantastic.
Well, not looks-wise, like the big ears.
Yes.
No, not like that.
Yes, I have my ears done. Have two ears added to my ears.
He's launched a surprise. Sustainable fashion line, which includes, it's going to sound expensive, but when I explain, you'll understand. It includes a $795 man's shirt.
A shirt for $795.
But don't flinch, Charles, at the price, because it's a forever shirt.
Oh, yes, I'll keep that money forever.
No, you'll keep the shirt forever. Prince Charles says, I've always believed in buy once, buy well. You know what? I have to say, that is a great mantra.
Oh, yes.
Buy once, buy well.
Got you, didn't I?
That's a good philosophy there, Charles. The line's going to include 10 women's items and 8 for men. And each piece is said to be inspired...
By Squidgy.
No, by the work of Leonardo da Vinci.
By the work of Leonardo DiCaprio.
Did you know? Not DiCaprio,
yes,
Da Vinci.
It has a little thing you can let it out for the gut as you get bigger and bigger with your dad bod. Yes.
Well, somehow you're still fitting into clothes that you have had since 1984.
Camilla won't feed me. She eats everything before I get there.
All right, look, while the clothes are not cheap, they're forever. And the prince has a reputation for mending and repairing his leather shoes and even patching up old suits.
Oh, I just give it to Camilla. She sews it right up.
That are handmade. Take a listen.
I'm one of those people who hates throwing anything away or wasting anything. So I rather like trying to keep things as long as I possibly can. Hence, as long as I retain the same shape and can go on fitting into things, I'd rather have them repaired, you know what I mean, and maintained and even patched if necessary, rather than have to abandon them. The difficulty is, as you get older, you tend to change shape, and it's not so easy to fit into the clothes. So I thought I was like a stopped clock. I'm right twice every 24 hours. Anyway, people then come round after 25 years to dressing like I do. But no, I mean, I'm very glad you think it has style.
Well, one of us in this room didn't snort through the whole damn thing.
What? What?
You're so rude.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have to be nice to him. He's not my prince.
Charles was
I don't have
so
to pretend
happy.
That he's funny.
He was so happy yes. that people like his style,
can you
except
tell
for
I'm
you.
So, so happy. I'm overjoyed. Yes,
look,
this is what I sound like when I'm very, very energetic.
In fact, the gray morning suit that he wore to walk Meghan Markle down the aisle was a suit he's had since 1984, and it has been mended and patched.
One thing I can't do, though, is kind of get the Prince Charles smell out of it.
Oh, God. Oh, I don't want to know what that smells like. Anyway, when he was a child, he loved to go to the cobbler and watch with fascination, he said, as the cobbler ripped the soles off the shoes and put new soles on.
It was very fascinating to me. I'm very slow, you know. And things like that, I could watch for hours and never, you know what I mean. I'm like
what?
A stopped
now
clock.
Now I'm going to say shut up.
I'm a stopped clock, Lisa.
Twice a day, right.
Twice a day, I'm right, and the rest of the time, I have no damn idea what's going on.
All right.
Sometimes we take Camilla down to the cobbler, and they put new horseshoes on us.
No, that's a horseshoer, and he comes to you.
That's the blacksmith.
Yeah, that's...
So we've been employing blacksmiths for several centuries.
If anyone is interested and would like to purchase
that.
Any of it, you can go to a site called Netta Porter and get the princess.
Netta Porter.
Yeah, Netta Porter. You
Netta
like that name?
Netta Porter. I knew
any
her.
Any port will
yes,
do.
Yes, I went to
I know.
Any port in a storm.
I know. Oh, yeah. Do. I know.
I knew her in high school.
Shut up. All right. This entertainment report is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Shut up, Archie.
Hey, this is Joe Exotic. Come buy my underwear. It's cheaper.
You know, I didn't catch what you just said. I was watching the cobbler.
Shut up.
How dare you?
How dare you?
How
I'm
dare
Lisa
you?
Leon K. Earth 101.
No, we have to get rid of her.